Thank you for taking the time to listen to this message from Stonebridge United Methodist Church. We hope you find it has meaning and relevance for your life. And now may you be blessed as you hear the reading of God's Word.
Just heard the creation story read by astronauts in space. One of, I think, the most beautiful stories we find in our scriptures. It tells us that God created all. This morning we are beginning a new sermon series, The Overview Effect. This is a phrase that was coined by an astronaut as he was trying to explain the impact and the experience he had of looking down upon Earth while he was in space. You see, the astronauts all say that when they get there, they're up in space, rather than staring out at the stars and the other planets, they're captivated by Earth, by our planet. They could spend sometimes hours just looking down upon that blue-green ball. They call this earth gazing. And this earth gazing brings them to a new perspective, a broader, a wider, and a deeper perspective. And once they return to Earth, they're empowered to affect change here, to do something to make our environment or our relationships, our world, a better place. This is the overview effect, and we're going to spend the next few weeks exploring our world from the top down. We're going to get a bigger picture of life and realize how our small experiences, when powered by God and the Holy Spirit, can lead to something truly awesome.
In 1968, Apollo 8 went to the moon. They didn't land, but they did circle the moon. And I was watching it on television, and at a certain point, one of the astronauts casually said, "We're going to turn the camera around and show you the Earth." And he did. And that was the first time I had ever seen the planet hanging in space like that. And it was profound.
I think that for me, like for many other people, it was quite a shock. I don't think any of us had any expectations about how it would give us such a different perspective.
One of the astronauts said, when we originally went to the moon, our total focus was on the moon. We weren't thinking about looking back at the Earth. But now that we've done it, that may well have been the most important reason we went.
I think you start out with this idea of what it's going to be like. And then when you do finally look at the Earth for the first time, you're overwhelmed by how much more beautiful it really is when you see it for real. It's just like it's this dynamic, alive place that you see glowing all the time.
I can only describe what I've seen. You know, looking down at the Earth and you see that line that separates day into night slowly moving across the planet. Thunderstorms on the horizon casting these long shadows as the sun sets. And then watching the Earth come alive, and you see the lights from the cities and the towns.
The events you see from space, like flying over thunderstorms, looking at them from the top, were spectacular. Like a fireworks show going on, and you're looking at it from the very top.
You know, shooting stars going below us, or you know, dancing curtains of auroras. It's just very hard to describe all the, you know, the colors, the beauty, the motion.
I think is one of those words that you have a better understanding of once you see it, too. I felt like, you know, using the word awesome was totally appropriate when it came to describing what the planet looks like.
To have that experience of awe is, at least for the moment, to let go of yourself, to transcend the sense of separation. So it's not just that they were experiencing something other than them, but that they were, at some very deep level, integrating, realizing their interconnectedness with that beautiful blue-green ball.
And this is why the astronauts, particularly in the International Space Station, often say that much of their free time is filled with what they call Earth gazing, just staring out at the Earth. They can stare for hours because the changing scenery, the interactivity of the biosphere, all of this has an incredible aesthetic impact.
The beauty of seeing Earth as a planet, as opposed to being down here among it, is a wonderful experience to then start to get into what we call the big picture effect or the overview effect.
I think we have much to learn from the astronauts. In fact, I think they can teach us some things about being Christians, even if they didn't mean to. You see, I think that we must be impacted by our knowledge of and relationship with God in the same way that they are impacted by their experiences in space. We can use the astronauts' stories, their knowledge, their overview effect to help us gain bigger, more godlike perspectives. When we have godlike perspectives, we're able to dream God-sized dreams. And when we dream God-sized dreams, we're able to be a part of God-sized change in our world. So the first thing I think we can learn from the astronauts that we just heard from is that we need a bigger perspective. As Christians, we have to remember that we are a part of something so much bigger and greater than ourselves. When we embrace the majesty of God and God's creation, we're able to be more effective witnesses of our faith. When we come to understand our interconnectedness with God, with others, and with nature, we're able to go beyond ourselves and to be a part of something incredible, maybe even the unimaginable. Did you hear the words the astronauts use to describe God's creation? They use some of the best adjectives we have available to us in the English language. When I first watched that video clip, I was so struck by the language they were trying to use to get across to us. The impact of seeing Earth from space, of looking down upon our planet. They called God's creation, all of us, everything in our world, profound, a shock, overwhelmed by beauty, alive, spectacular, awesome, interconnected, and wonderful. At the beginning of this service, you heard Psalm 47 read, and you heard the words that the psalmist tried to use to describe the indescribable. Certainly, if God's creation goes beyond our language ability, God's self goes beyond our language ability. But what words did we hear use to try to describe our Creator? We heard stunning, king, Lord, sovereign. The psalm says that God soars, that God has all powers. This is the way we attempt to describe the indescribable. Psalm 47 calls us to worship and praise our King, our God. It's an enthronement psalm, which means that it recognizes and celebrates the fact that God alone sits on the throne as King of all creation. Everything the astronauts are trying to describe is God's. All of that, all of us, came into being through and because of God. The astronauts have seen more than probably any of the rest of us will ever see. And they were awestruck. In much the same way, it seems that the psalmist was awestruck. It seems that they have a God-like perspective. The first thing we learn from the astronauts and also our psalm is that we need a bigger perspective. The second thing that the astronauts talked about in the video that I think applies to us as Christians was this idea that when they looked down on Earth, they realized how small each of us really is. But they also realized how they were a part of something so much bigger because they had the bigger perspective now. They realized that they were a part of something greater and more beautiful than they ever imagined. As we grow in our spiritual maturity, we too can see that we are small on our own, but that as Christians, we are a part of something bigger and greater than ourselves. As Christians, we know that the power of God goes beyond our limitations, beyond our boundaries, and we know that God can accomplish the unimaginable. Let us embrace that God-like perspective. Another thing that the astronauts talked about that we can definitely internalize as Christians was the idea of unity. They talked about how when they looked down upon Earth, they saw a single planet. I'd invite you to take just a moment and close your eyes and get that mental picture in your head. It's the same one we saw on the screen. There's Earth in the vastness of dark space. And all of us right now in this room, along with millions of other people around the world, along with all of the animals and other creatures and all of the environment, we are hurtling through space together. You see that single planet. To use the astronaut's word, we are all interconnected. You can open your eyes. What we know as Christians is that interconnectedness, that idea of being one, goes beyond just being a part of that single body, that single planet that's hanging in space. Because we know that being interconnected as Christians, it means being a part of God's creation. It means that we know we all come into being from the same place. It also means remembering that we are interconnected with other Christians. At our baptisms, we are initiated into the body of Christ, a unified body doing God's work here on our planet. We are unified together with our other brothers and sisters, with our brothers and sisters here in this church, with our brothers and sisters in other churches in our community, and even with our brothers and sisters in churches around the world. The body of Christ is a single body of believers. So why is it that sometimes as Christians we forget our God-like perspective? Why do we lose sight of the bigger picture? Why do we forget that we are a fraction of something greater than ourselves? And why do we sometimes find ourselves divided? A lack of unity. Our scripture and the video this morning are meant to draw us back to that bigger picture and to help us reclaim the knowledge and power that comes with that God-like perspective, to remember that this is the God that created the universe. This is the God that became incarnate in Jesus Christ and gifted salvation to all of creation. This is the God who created all. This is a stunning God, King of all, and we want a God-like perspective. So what narrows our focus? I think we get caught up in our situations, our current moment. Whatever it is, the minutia of our lives, that thing that's right here within a 5-mile radius of your face, is the thing that takes over the bigger perspective and sometimes consumes us and becomes our only perspective. And then we're not able to see what the astronauts see. Whether our current situation is positive or negative, comfortable or uncomfortable, fun or miserable, we must remember that we are a part of something bigger, that it goes beyond our current experience. In those times of ease and joy and comfort, we must remember that God is with us and celebrating with us, and God wants us to share that joy with others, to share our knowledge of God and our relationship with others, and to dream big. God wants us to have God-sized dreams. In those good times, we want to think, how could just little tiny me be a part of something bigger? How through the unity of the body of Christ, empowered by the Holy Spirit, we might affect good and big change in our world. Pastor David just returned from a trip to Rwanda, and while he was there, he got to experience the work of Zoe Ministry. I'm not going to go into everything that they do because I'm sure he's going to have many stories to share with you, and I'm sure he's going to be very excited to tell you all about his experience. But I will tell you briefly that they take orphaned children in Africa who are destitute, starving, and near death, and they help them to become self-sufficient, to become farmers, merchants, businessmen, and businesswomen. Friends, that is a God-sized dream. That is big change in the world. And it happens every day. It's happening right now all over that continent. You see, at some point, a single person allowed a God-sized dream to get into their head. A single person had a God-like perspective, and they dreamed a big dream, and they were confident in the power of the Holy Spirit, the power of God to affect that change. And because of that God-sized dream, thousands of people every day around the world come together to make that ministry happen. That's what it means in times of good and joy to have God-sized dreams. What about the times of difficulty, even misery. We must maintain our godlike perspective because it allows us to see the brighter side. It allows us to know that there is still good going on in the world. It helps us as we struggle through difficult roads. When we are able to maintain our godlike perspective and dream God-sized dreams, friends, then we are able to be a part of God-sized change. What happens when we strip off the blinders of our own situations and recognize that we're not just self-reliant, but God-reliant, and recognize that we're not just individuals, but a part of the unity of the body of Christ that's powered by the Holy Spirit? Friends, it is then that we are able to join the psalmist and say, sing songs to God, sing out. Sing to our King, sing praise. It is then that we are able to do things beyond our imaginations, or at least to be a part of something beyond it. It is then that ministries like Zoe are born. It is then that we are able to dream God-sized dreams, and it is then that we are able to achieve a sense of unity among ourselves, other people, and the rest of creation. And then, friends, and only then, are we participating in kingdom come, in heaven on earth. So as we leave this place today, it is my hope and prayer that we will see the world with a God-like perspective, that we will be empowered to dream God-sized dreams, and that we will be a part of God-sized change as a result of those two things here on our single and unified planet. Let us pray. Holy and gracious God, we thank you for your word this morning. We thank you for all of creation. We are truly in awe of the majesty and beauty that you have surrounded us with. We pray that you will write these words in our hearts as we leave here today. It's in Christ's name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this message from Stonebridge United Methodist Church. We invite you to join us in worship every Sunday morning at 9 and 10:30 in either our celebration service, which offers a blended worship style, or in The Bridge, which offers a contemporary and soulful worship style. For more information, visit our website, mysumc.org. Have a blessed day.